within Kraft and Rizzo, presenting The Truth.
And welcome live here to Dread Radio. I'm Ed Kraft with Reach So, my partner in crime and chaos. And you're listening to us on Reach So Radio. Of course, also Jackalope 105 FM. We're sponsored by Haunted Times and Haunted Tours. Haunted American Tours Magazine.
HauntedAmericaTours.com.
Yeah, I almost messed up big time there, that first one.
No, you did. It's
cool. Man, I'll tell you what, I had so much chaos going on in the world today. With all these paranormal people, it just that one thing stuck out in my mind when I said almost slipped up with times. So what you been up to this past week?
Would I be wrong to say I fucking hate the paranormal? I don't like it. It's pissing me off.
So well, I can't blame you, especially with some of the idiots that are acting up.
Sorry
right
about
now.
The cussing, Jackalope, but you know what? I'm really pissed off today.
Man, they're going wild. Some of these people,
They're crazy.
Well, I just got back from the Queen Mary and the Queen Con, and everybody out there was fantastic. You know, it was a great bunch of reasonable people.
You mean crazy people?
No, actually, it was a great bunch of
people. They were all sane. Every single one. There wasn't a single crazy person on the whole ship.
Well, I don't know about that. The people.
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Well, there's people like Keith Aids were there, reasonable people. Patrick Burke.
I know, but were there any crazy people there?
Well, I'm not going to say that. There's some people that I ran into that had some really interesting questions, and really interesting comments,
like,
and
do you
really
think ghosts
good
are
out
real?
There.
Do you believe in orbs?
There was some people that were asking
really
about
interesting.
Fairies. So, I mean, there was just some really interesting comments and questions. But for the most part, the people who were there and with the program were actually pretty decent people and very well. You remember we had. Michael and Marty Perry on, they were there, and they were actually talking about, that was like two weeks ago, and they were actually they were actually there, and they were talking about some of the nuts in the paranormal field too, so you know, it goes around. Everybody pretty much I think at this point knows how crazy it is out there, but you know, with the nuts we've got and all the chaos, I don't know where this field is going, the paranormal field anyway. You know, there was a time when everybody seemed to have a little common sense, but I don't know anymore. I think it's gone crazy.
Can I do a disclaimer before we do the rest of the show?
Yeah, we're going to have to.
I'm going to be a huge fucking prick today. All right, so you've been warned.
Watch out, world.
I'm man.
Yeah, my co-hosts are sorry. My co-hosts on Reapso Radio and our producer is trying to kiss me and tone me down, but I'm really pissed off. I'm not really pissed off so much as I'm just agitated. And I'm just sick of things, and I got so much drama going on. You know, it's not even the religious people so much; it's a lot of paranormal people. And Robbie Thomas is back in the news, and God, he was on a news station in Illinois today.
With more BS? Last time I saw him on
more
a news
crap
station.
From Robbie Thomas, yeah. And, you know, somebody else said something weren't going to be involved with Robbie Thomas. I got some slack today because I passed the message along. I didn't know I was supposed to keep it secret. Sorry.
Well, last time I saw him on a news station, it was a local news station, and they actually went out. He was supposed to show up in that town. They went out there, and the news crew showed the... they talked to the family, or they talked to the... family or the place, the police department. That's what it was. The police department had never heard of him. You never talked
He's
to him.
A
the family
jag-off,
never talked
that's why.
You know, and he was promoting this whole thing. The place where they're having the event had promoted it. None of the people, the family, the police.
He lies. Tells lies. Robbie Thomas tells lies. That's all there is to it. He's a effing liar.
They put it right on the news. You know, and the whole time
the news lies too.
The news is the one that exposed him, the local news.
Well,
channel.
One of them, yeah, but I doubt if Illinois newscasters, they exposed him. They're probably saying, hey, Robbie Thomas going on tour, AIDS and Magic Psychic. Hey, you can find lost kids. Hey, and Robbie Thomas is on there. Yes, that's right. I find lost kids. I can't take care of my own kids because I cheat on my wife, but I like to find lost kids. It's about the only skill I have. One time I found a Cabbage Patch doll in the dumpster right by my house, and now I'm a psychic. Shut up, you idiot.
Cabbage Patch Kid. That reminds me of good old Nobby Thomas. Looking for the...
Nobby, what's the difference?
Nobby Thomas looking for his Cabbage Patch Kid on his back. Which I think that video is still out there somewhere. What is it on...
On YouTube. Look up Reepsville Radio on YouTube. You'll find the Robbie Thomas videos. And we don't call him Nobby anymore. We call him Robbie because we want other people to know that Robbie Thomas is full of crap. And thank you, Sarnia Skeptic, for sending me many, many links and starting the StopRobbieThomas.com website because psychics suck and I'm sick of them. I'm sorry. I'm just sick of it. You know, you guys, give me the goddamn winning lottery numbers and then I'll shut my goddamn mouth. Until then, suck it. Freaking psychics.
Okay.
Tell me about an earthquake before it happens. You know what I mean? Do something. Tell me if my car's going to have a flat tire or the starter's going to go out. You know? Tell me I'm going to have an accident on my way to work. Tell me something useful. For one effing time, psychics, tell me one effing thing that'll help something not that's bad in my life. Help me to stop that from happening one effing goddamn time. One time. Once. Just once. It's just a really easy number. It's just a straight line. One. One time. One time, tell me something that will do me some good or can help me, like, dodge that safe that's going to land on my head, you know? Or to dodge that bus that almost ran me over. Just tell me one effing time or can help me to be rich and give it to other people. One effing time. One time. O-N-E. One. What? Yeah. A medium this week told me after I was on Mike Roberts' show, Meeting of the Minds, told me that... She emailed this dude, Mike Roberts, saying, yeah, this guy Reepso was on your show, and I have to tell you, Mike, you have to tell him, I see a house fire when I listen to Reep talk. Okay, my effing house hasn't caught on fire. My house has never caught on fire. God damn it. You know what? I haven't even burned myself on a freaking lighter yet. I'm pissed. I'm sick of this crap. It's a load of shit. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Polly, our great producers over there. Do you have the standby straitjacket, by the way?
I don't need an effing straitjacket. What, I'm crazy? For who? For me? Because I'm crazy? Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm thinking for me by the time this is over with.
You needed one of those years ago. If you haven't got it by now, you ain't gonna. Go to Walmart. I think Walmart has them on sale. They're marked down 7 cents.
What is it? Roll back.
Yeah, they roll back on straight jackets. Buy that. Buy a nice garden chair, too. Maybe some tomato plants. Sorry.
Some of those hanging tomato plants I have now.
Yeah, I've seen those. They're amazing. I've got corn growing outside of my patio, too. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, that's right. You were going to plant a garden over there.
I did plant a garden. I told you. There's corn growing outside my house.
Hide everything from the neighbors. It gets tall enough.
And the neighbors will probably steal it. Sorry. You know what? I am going to be a jerk today. I'm sorry. I'm just sick of this crap.
Well, I'm sick of it. You know what we talked last week about, since we're on a roll? The other idiot, Riles. Riles.
That guy again.
Yeah, you know, I tried to send him a politely, you know, he refused to come on and everything, despite our politest efforts to invite him on to speak his side.
I wasn't really polite. I said, come on the show, you dumbass.
I was very polite. I mentioned several times. I went on and asked him politely. I posted on his thing, come on. And every way I could, you know what, despite all my efforts.
That music video, come on. What's that 80s video?
Oh, I don't know. But despite all my efforts to try to invite him on, I posted the link to the show so he could try to rebut it and hopefully come on and speak his side of the story. You know what he did? He blocked me.
Surprise.
He deleted me and blocked me. He, yeah, it's like he just didn't want the truth to get out there.
Yeah, surprise again.
You know, it's amazing when you call these people out how quickly they try to shut you up. You know, you've given them an opportunity to present their side of the story.
You know better than that by now.
They don't want to do it, number one. And then when you go ahead and present it, you say, look, here it is. Come on. You can still talk about it. We'll still give you a chance to disclaim everything or disprove everything we've said. You're welcome to do that. They still won't do it, and they block you from it, and they still run from it, and they still don't want you to put any more information out about it.
Because they're full of crap. That's why.
You know, they want to quiet you. They want to shut you up. They want to silence you.
No, they don't want to silence you. They want to bury their heads in the sand. Because if the guy had any intelligence whatsoever, he would realize, we're going to keep talking. I'm going to keep talking. I'll keep blogging. I'll keep talking about people who are full of crap like I'm doing today. Psychics. And orb lovers. And people who believe in demons, even though there's no such thing as hell. Even the Bible doesn't mention hell. Look at the original text of the Bible. It doesn't mention hell one freaking time. You know what? I'll slam my Bible in defiance of that crap. Look up the real Hebrew text, Christ.
As far as orbs goes, don't even get me started. You know how many orbs I got? I was taking pictures on the Queen Mary. You know, I wanted the pictures down the hall just to show how pretty it is.
Okay,
got
this saying, beautiful. You're talking about orbs in the sense where your camera was effed up and you didn't even clean the lens, right?
No. I was taking pictures. Oh, my lens was clean.
So they were real orbs? You think they were ghosts?
No. Okay. No, there's no such thing as orbs. Period.
Thank you.
But what you get is it's a lens flare. That's what it actually is.
Okay,
that's
don't hang up on it. I wanted you to hang up on him for a minute. Don't do it now. Okay, go ahead.
No, this is the technical term for it. It's lens flare. Okay, Bruce McAbee is a photophysicist for the Navy. He also works with UFOs. He's debunked several of them, and he's, you know, couldn't identify several.
Who are we talking about right now?
Dr. Bruce McAbee. He's a PhD. He's a photophysicist.
Can you make that like McAbee antivirus? Because that works good.
No, McAbee.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he's actually a photophysicist for the U.S. Navy. And he's a PhD in that. What he does is he takes, you know, analyzes photographs and things like that. Well, what it is he's actually looked at several of these UFO photographs that look like ball of light and stuff. And they are identical to orbs.
I have balls of light.
I don't want to hear about you glowing in the
dark. They glow in the dark. It's not my fault. It's natural. It's nature.
But anyway, what these are, and they're just the same exact thing, they're lens flares. Okay, that's what they are. If they are not dust.
Are those related to road flares?
Well, it's just a flash. Okay. It's a reflection of flash.
Well, road flares burn for like 15 minutes or so, right?
I think some of them, depending on the size, they can go up to like 30 minutes, depending on the size of the flare.
So is that the same thing? Lens flares act that long, or they reflect that long, or
it can be a reflection. Like I'm saying on the Queen Mary, everything's this wood has all been redone and polished down these hallways.
Did you say
so it's highly reflective? And as I take the picture down the hallway, you'll get little orbs. And what it is the lens will reflect. You know, the flash will reflect off of these things, and it'll catch every little speck of dirt, or it'll flare up. It'll cause a little lens flare, and the lens, you know, since it's curved on the opposite side, may catch a little flash of that light. And that's a lens flare. It's on the opposite side that if it flashes to the right and catches the wall and it reflects, on the left side you'll get an orb. It's a flare of light. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's I already knew this shit. Thing. I'm just letting it you tell other people. I already know about this crap.
I'm trying to explain to the people listening.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're asking if I know what you mean, and I obviously do know what you mean. I mean, orbs are just, there are so many things that can cause an orb. It is ridiculous, nothing less than stupid, in my opinion, to think an orb is a ghost. Because you never had any orbs before digital photography, okay? Before that, you had little images that people would like, you know, they play with the film, because I took photography class when I was in school. It's really easy to put a little ghost image on your little photo, you know, make it look like a couple of twin daughters are hanging out behind this picture you took of all these old men in fancy suits, you know. That's all good. It's really easy to do. But orbs didn't come into the picture until we had digital photography. So what, did ghosts not exist until we had digital photographs?
No, you're just picking up, you know, you've got more higher pixel rates and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what?
Your flash, one of the biggest causes for orbs in your photograph is your flash is too close to your shutter. small cameras. You've got these flashes. You don't have these big cubes that are off to the side, or these little flash pots that are off to the side. What you have is your flash really close to the shutter on your camera. So if there's any bit of dust or a little gnat or a little piece of moisture or dew, you know, floating around, then you'll get an orb. I'm sorry. I took a picture out at Byron Springs when Polly had her ghost group going, West Ghost Paranormal, outside of the window. And you know what? There was a million friggin' orbs there. Were there any ghosts? F no, there weren't. Okay? I stirred up some dust when I was walking around. You know what? I'm smart enough to realize it. If people can't see that, they're effing stupid.
Well, I'll give everybody a little experiment. I've used it several times. If you got these little digital cameras, these small ones, and you got more than one, if you have two, take two of them together. Okay, take two of them together.
Masturbate. Stir up some dust.
Now, just take two of them together and cover over the one on the left. Cover over the flash, or turn it off. Turn off the flash on the one to your left. And then, since you got them taped together, make sure you take the picture at the same time. Or you can take a popsicle stick and actually tape that down. Tape the popsicle stick down to both buttons, so that when you just have to push in the middle, it takes a simultaneous picture, and watch what happens. You will get clear pictures on the left, and you will get orbs on the right. Guaranteed, you will get a clear picture on the left, and orbs on the right.
Yeah, this is like common sense crap right here. So a popsicle stick stops ghosts. Is that what you're saying, Ed? This is the breaking news right now.
Yes. Popsicle sticks will stop orbs.
So there's common sense.
Yep. Now, that's why the longer lens cameras, you don't have as many of the problems. Like the camera we've got is guaranteed not to get, it's orb free. Well, that's because the damn flash is way behind the lens.
People with professional cameras know how to take nice pictures without any crappy little reflections of dust.
Exactly. I mean, you got to know what the hell you're doing. A little common sense. Oh, and another thing, these little mist pictures and things, what
like
do they call
smoke
them now?
In ectoplasms front of the and stuff like that. I've done
yeah,
that before.
I was joking with everybody sitting on the deck.
If your breath's that bad, you're probably going to see ghosts.
Well, I was joking. We were sitting on the deck because everybody's getting together. We're trying to take a final shot, a couple final shots. We're all kicking back, having a few. And, you know, I didn't want to drag my big camera up there, so I just had that little camera. I had it in my jacket pocket. So let's get it in one picture. And somebody else, maybe it was Scott.
Was that
Scott,
a camera in your pocket, or were you just glad to see those people?
Yeah, all the above. at that point, I couldn't even tell you. We were so baked. But sitting up there with my little camera, and somebody else was taking a picture at the time. And it just so happened we clicked simultaneously. Well, mine came out with all these... this nice little neat ghostly mist across everybody, you know, look like we're in a hazy fog. Well, that's exactly what it was, and I've seen so many of these people who have this ghostly mist that they can't explain. You know, they call it ectoplasm. You have a group of people walking around taking flash pictures at the same time. That's exactly what you get, is that ghostly mist. And all that is two flashes flashing it simultaneously. You know, people call that ghosts. If they just wake up and smell the coffee and realize what's going on, pay attention to what else is going on around them. You know, instead
or
of what wishing
to science and stuff like that.
Yeah, instead of just wishful thinking. I want to see a ghost in this picture. Yeah. That's what it has to be.
You know, oh wow, that's weird. Must be a ghost.
Yeah, pay attention to what's going on around you at the time.
Sick of that.
And try using a little. Applying scientific method, or just using common sense. Even
never
if
seen
you don't
that
know
before.
Any other,
must be a ghost.
Sense.
You haven't seen that before? Must be a ghost. Oh wow! Never heard that before. Must have been a ghost. Oh wow! That door's never been opened before. Must be a ghost. Oh wow! Those lights don't usually come on. Must be a ghost. Give me an effing break.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't hear when you hear hooves, you know, you don't automatically think zebras. You normally think horses. So why is it in this field when see something, we think zebras, you know?
I think of ostriches. Ostriches kind of make like a clomping sound when they walk because they're pretty heavy.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much the same thing that's going on in this field. Everybody thinks ostriches instead of horses. You know, when it makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense.
Pisses me off.
It's just ridiculous. And people will believe anything.
Can we take a break yet? I have to go pee.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me find a song. Talk for a couple minutes. You can talk well.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyway, there's a lot going on, too, as far as crazy stuff goes. I think there was some stuff
All right,
that,
shut up. I found a song. It's a song called It's So Easy. It's So Easy to Think You Saw a Ghost. This is Dread Radio. We'll be back in 3 minutes, 24 seconds.
Sorry, Ed.
I see your sister in a Sunday dress. She's out to please, she pounds her best. She's out to take, no need to drive. She's ready to make. It's so easy, easy when everybody's trying to please me, baby. It's so easy, easy when everybody's trying to please me. Cars are crashing every night. I drink and drive, everything's in sight. I make a fire, but I miss the firefight. I hit the bullseye every night. Now it's so easy, easy when everybody's trying to please me, baby. Yeah, it's so easy, easy when everybody's trying to please me.
So easy, nothing seems to please me. It all fits so right when I fade into the night.
If that's what you do, turn around, bitch, I got a use for you. Besides, you ain't got nothing better to do. And I'm bored. It's so easy, easy when everybody's trying to please me, baby. It's so easy, easy when everybody's trying to please me.
Yeah, it's very easy to see a ghost when your lens is dirty. This is Dread Radio. I am Reepso here with Ed Kraft. Hello, Ed.
How's it going?
It's going good.
We're back and barely alive.
Barely. Where are you back from? The dead? Are you a zombie?
Yeah, I'm a zombie now.
So you're like Jesus now. Now when I come to your house, I have to give you wafers and shit like that?
I don't know about that. But what was that that they're saying... What is it? Nuns are married to Jesus?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make them necrophiliacs then?
Yeah, we talked about that last week on Reepso Radio.
I don't know. You
if
know
you
how
love
I feel
Jesus,
about
you're a necrophiliac.
I probably just lost. We probably lost about 45,000.
Jesus is dead. And making love to dead people is wrong. Stop doing that.
You know, each their own, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I don't care either, but you know what? At least
I have
admit
a whole problem. Oh, by the way, that reminds me, speaking of that, and, you know, all this
speaking of dead
Catholic
necrophiliac
stuff,
Jesuses reminds you of what?
Yeah, well, speaking of Jesus, I saw the coolest thing, though. You know that movie, The Exorcist?
No, I never heard of it before. What is that? Is that like a children's book?
Well, there was actually, this is actually pretty interesting, pretty neat. You know, even though it's all fabricated and crap as far as, you know, the church goes with exorcism.
Okay, so it's fabricated, but it's interesting.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, it's associated with the movie and the whole storyline. Because okay. I don't believe in exorcisms. But I just think they're mentally ill and freaky people. And there's a long way about this. But
what are you talking about right now?
The actual person, the exorcist, was not about a girl. We all know it was about a boy. But the priest that did it, there's an actual diary from this thing. I believe it was the boy's diary, or maybe it was the priest's diary.
Yeah.
Vatican
that.
Claims to have had a copy of it.
Yeah.
Well, the Booth brothers actually got their hands on one of six copies.
Yeah, and
they brought it to the Queen Mary, and I actually got to see and handle that, a copy of that.
Wow, did it burn your hands?
Pretty interesting. Yeah, my hands are burning. Ooh. But no, I actually got to see it. It's pretty interesting, and it's a lot freakier. I mean, that guy.
If it's fabricated, why isn't it interesting? Is it a good story?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a good story. But no, actually, what's interesting about it is it really is a diary of a mentally ill person.
Okay, so why is it interesting?
That's what makes it interesting. Because that's what it is interesting about it. It's like an insight or a peek into a psychologically troubled person. It's like a look.
I talk to those people every effing day. I talk to mentally ill people on my emails. Are you kidding me? That's not interesting.
No. This was like a real look inside someone whose mind was really freaked. This guy was perverted in the most unusual ways.
Are you saying the Booth Brothers movie is based on a fabrication?
No. Well, they don't. They just put it out there. You know, they're not saying it's right there in the center. They just put the information.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say the book was a fabrication? Or
the book was, yeah. The book was not. A lot of that was Hollywood and all BS. What they put out there was based on what the information they got from that diary.
Okay.
But, you know, they put it out there from what they gathered.
Putting out that fabricated information.
Well, they just put out the information they got from their interviews and everything else with the actual people.
But in your opinion, that book.
Houses, everything else.
But in your opinion.
In my opinion, it's just a view.
It's fabricated, you said.
It's fabricated as far as the priests go and their view of it. Okay. It's what I saw in that diary is true from the perspective of a...
So that insane person did think that they were possessed by demons.
They saw that in their own mind, but what they actually were...
Well, you see a lot of things in your mind, you know.
Yeah, exactly. They were
severely... Doesn't make it true, though. It's fabricated.
But what actually was interesting about this, and most interesting, is that person is still alive. He's 78 years old now.
Yeah. Is he still insane?
Well, I'll get to that soon. But what he actually went on to do was he actually created the sealant that went around the windows.
Oh, yeah, silicone. I love that stuff. It works good.
He created the sealant that went around the windows for the space lunar landers.
Okay.
So that's how intelligent this guy was.
Okay,
so
what does that have to... Wait a minute. He created
sealant. He was that insane and that crazy as a youth, but he actually was that bright,
okay,
too.
You know,
it's like
okay,
to say there's
know,
a fine
okay,
line between madness okay, and madness okay, and genius. Right. That's how this
okay,
guy was.
Silicone is a naturally occurring element. You know that, right? Silicone?
Yeah, but this was different than silicone. What they used
it was
on
like
the...
magic silicone?
No. I don't think it was silicone they used. It was some kind of a special sealant because silicone would have popped under the vacuum of space or something. This was some kind of funky sealant or something.
Did you say silicone would have popped in the vacuum of space right now?
Not silicone or silicon? Silicone.
Silicone, tomato, potato. It
wouldn't have held up. It would have, what do you call it, with the oxygen in the capsule and the vacuum.
Silicone wouldn't have
exploded.
Would have exploded in space.
Not exploded. It would have given way. The pressure
in
to
space.
The yeah, because you have
know,
air.
You know that some life could possibly be based on silicone or silicon.
Well, no. What I'm saying is the pressure as a glue, it would have given way. You understand? Don't twist what I'm saying. You know
that. No, I'm just asking you because that's a fact, a scientific fact. You know,
go.
A lot of leading scientists, including Stephen Hawking, thinks that some of alien life might be based, maybe silicone based. Watch Star Trek. Christ, that's how science
what is. This was used to hold the windows in the space capsule.
Oh, crazy glue!
Silicone, it would have popped the windows right out. Silicone would not have held the windows in. It would have been like using crazy, you know, Elmer's glue to hold them in there.
Elmer's glue sucks.
The vacuum, silicone wouldn't have been strong enough to hold him in there, is what I'm saying. The silicone wouldn't have exploded. What I'm saying, the windows wouldn't have held.
You mean the silicone wouldn't have
rephrase what I'm saying. The windows wouldn't have held.
From space,
important.
Yeah.
This was a stronger sealant.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was silicone base. It's all good. Go ahead.
Sure, silicone base, but it was a stronger sealant.
Okay, I got you. Okay, so that's cool. So he invented that, so...
My problem is I don't understand
what your point is. So he invented a sealant. So what does that make him not crazy?
He started out to be kind of this psychotic kid, and then he turns out to be this genius, that fine line between insanity and genius, as they say. However, they also talk with several of his family members to include, which he wouldn't talk, but several of his family members would, and his ex-wives would, and he had several. And what they determined was, based on his ex-wives, that this man was still not so nice. He still had a lot of those same problems with reversions. So even though he was quote-unquote exercised, he seemed to be the same person he was when he was a child.
Okay, so he was insane.
Which basically confirms that even though he was allegedly exercised, he still had those same mental illnesses.
Okay, so he wasn't exercised then.
Exactly. That was my point. No matter what happened, or what they claimed had happened, what he did was basically, he may have got over a little bit of it through all the terror and basically brainwashing of the whole ordeal, but he never got over his mental illness. He
was that in the Blues Brothers movie, too? I haven't seen it yet.
No, they don't talk about that. They basically touch on a lot of that and try to explain it.
They basically touch on a lot of that?
Yeah, because they don't have enough background as far as that goes to qualify for that. They don't actually go into that because they're not qualified psychiatrists.
Do you think it's true or not?
No, not by a long shot.
You don't think it's true that he was insane, or you don't think?
I think it's true. He's insane. I just don't think it's true.
I'm just trying to verify.
I think it based on what the church says and all that stuff. There's no way that this kid was. Oh, please! You'd have to have demons in order to exercise something. You'd have to have a hell to even worry about it.
I'm not worried about anything.
None of that exists, so...
I was trying to clarify your position on it.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe in exorcisms, demons, hell, any of that.
I like the Booth Brothers, and it's kind of a shame that they, like, made a movie on a fabrication.
Well, no, it's not. It's not that they made it. They just took the information they had and they presented it as it was presented, and that's pretty much what they did with documentary.
Yeah, but they left a lot of information out, didn't they?
No.
To be honest,
well, that's why I'm saying what they presented and shared with all of us. I'm just sharing with you. They just presented it as is.
Yeah,
you know?
They presented as is half of the story. They didn't tell the rest of it, which you know when you share here on the show today.
I share what they share with me, but yeah. I also shared my opinion.
Oh, so that's in your opinion. So you're saying it's
some
just
of
your
it's
opinion
in my
that those
I
things.
I gave my opinion.
All right,
yeah.
I don't want to chase tails here. Come on, Ed. What's going on? Did they give you information? This guy actually was insane and still have problems after he was exercised or not?
That. You asked them that. You don't ask me that.
Why? You were there. You read it. I would love to ask them that if you would have kind of give me a heads up on this whole Queen Con event.
I did. I told you. I didn't.
Yeah,
you
told me. You told me the Thursday before the show. Yeah, before you went. It was nice of you. I appreciate it, especially after we did the free energy device show.
I got 1 day's notice. I got 24 hours notice that I was going.
Yeah, and then you told me Thursday on the show, and it's podcast already. Hey, we're going to QueenCon. Oh, did you want to go? Here, now you're invited.
I found out just before that.
Yeah. Oh, so you found out just before the show. So when we talked before the show, you couldn't tell me, but on the show, you're inviting me.
And I was working on the presentation. So no, I didn't even pick up a telephone. I found out.
Wow. That's cool.
Less than 12 hours before.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's cool. Because you posted you were going to be talking about there the day before.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying about
the day before, Ed.
That's the day before.
The day before.
Yes, the day before.
Okay, so a day has 24 hours in it, Ed.
Whatever you want to call it, the day before. Didn't I just say the day before?
Do you want to argue now, or can we argue later?
God. Thank God I'm not marrying you. We would argue 24 hours
I wouldn't marry you if you wore the hottest skirt on earth.
Oh, God. God, you're driving.
Yeah, too, so.
Ah, Anyway, where the hell were we?
We were talking about you being full of crap.
That's only because I have to change your diaper all the time.
Oh, excuse me? Change my diaper?
Oh. Anyway.
Really? No, Ed. That was a bad comment. Tell me about changing my diaper. Exactly. Explain that comment right now.
I don't know. I'm sure.
Yeah. No. Explain that comment. Ed.
No, it had to do with full of crap. It's not a lie.
So I'm full of crap, and you have to change my diaper.
Right. There you go.
Oh, that's very good. Could you please, you know, tell me more about that, Ed? I'm dying to hear about this. How am I full of crap?
You are on a roll.
No, you've stepped in the wrong yard today, my friend. Tell me how I am full of crap.
You're rolling with it.
No.
Anyway.
No. This show won't go on until you explain what you've said about me, Ed, because I don't like people telling me they have to change my effing diaper. So explain.
It was a joke. Get over it. Move on. Get back to the topic, will you?
You know what? You're lucky I like you sometimes.
I know. I'm awful sweet, aren't I? You gotta love me.
Or hate you.
What the hell? You guys stop. I'm gonna bust up laughing. What are we? Guys, stop it! Just screw me up.
Can we take a break now and come back?
Yeah, let me regain my composure here.
You're a jerk.
Shut
by
up.
By the way, Ed, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know how to change my diaper on your best day.
Sunshine and smile your whole life. I wouldn't know. 18 wheels are rolling, 18 wheels are crushing me down, running me down. 'Cause I'm crashing, 'cause I'm crashing all around me.
Everything I've been through, you wouldn't know.
And welcome back live here to Dread Radio. I'm Ed Crap with Reap So.
Hi, Ed.
And now that we've regained our...
I love you, Ed.
And
that's the sound of Ed kissing my butt.
Oh, mighty one.
Sorry.
Hey, but
I couldn't resist that.
My God. What, and we're also... heard live on Jackalope 105 FM. We're sponsored by Haunted America Tours magazine. Be sure to check
out. com. Go there and read up.
Great magazine. You guys got to check it out.
You, Karen Beals, we love you.
And also,
and Lisa Lee Hart. Reap cool.
So, Reap So Radio Tuesday nights. Don't forget that.
Who?
Check that out too. Reap So Radio.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know. Hey,
I hate that show. It sucks.
Yeah, that guy's an asshole sometimes. But
yeah,
hey,
he
check
is.
It out anyway. You know, it's there. It's on the list.
If it wasn't for his hot co-host, he'd never have a show.
Oh God. Anyway, what was it that was that you saw? I believe it's Reverend, or excuse me,
the Bishop. The Bishop,
Bishop
Long. Yes, the Bishop Long.
Yeah.
Who does
Where
the show
was
on?
That UFO?
Oh, you know what? I should say a couple things about Para X. Can I do
yeah.
that really quick? Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
This week I was on a show with Mike Roberts, who does a show called Meeting of the Minds on Para X Radio. And him and, what was her name? Alexandra Holzer? Yeah. I did a show with both of them, and I was glad to be on with them. They were very nice, and they actually listened to what I had to say and didn't cut me off like you do. And
that's because I can't. I got to put up with you too much.
Anyways... it was on Para X, and I've had some problems with Para X in the past, where they banned me from their chat, and I've wrote some things about them and some of their shows that they didn't like very much. But Dave from Para X actually unbanned me after the show, so I want to give kudos to Para X and Dave. I don't know about Tom. I don't know if Tom likes me or not. He hasn't said anything yet. But I want to give kudos to Dave, and I'm going to give kudos to Mike Roberts for helping me get unbanned, and thank him for having me come on the show with them. Because you know what? I was flattered to be asked, and I was very happy to be unbanned finally, because then I can listen to the shows like the Bishop Long show called The Sacred Division, which comes on a night. I don't know when it comes on, but it's a good show. And him and his co-host, Francis, have talked out about our nemesis, Robbie Thomas, and told some truth about him, so we have to give them kudos also. And the Bishop Long in Kentucky did see a UFO the other night. They filmed it. I don't know anything about it, but I'm hoping, Ed, that you know something about this.
I wasn't able to look into that one, but I know there's been a wave. I think it started around the 4. People have been starting to... these things popped up. Ironically enough, it was after Stephen Hawking's big speech on UFO.
Oh, you know what? I was hoping you wouldn't say that, but you know what? I was kind of thinking the same thing.
Yeah, it all comes... usually these things come up in these waves. UFO waves come up after these big announcements,
yeah.
Like NASA's
changes.
There
was one in the UK not too long ago, too, right?
Yeah, actually there was. And what's interesting enough about that one is that one's really funny. I have to tell you, it has to do with a crop circle. At least if this is the same one you're talking about. It's really, really interesting because I've seen the actual video footage of that one. And what's very interesting about it is it's done at, they say it's done at night. And
what, crop circles?
Yeah, it's a UFO.
It's found kind of odd that they're always done at night, overnight.
Well, they say this crop circle, it's being formed. And you see this bright light in the sky and this beam coming down. And they don't show you the crop circle, but it's in Wiltshire, England. And it's on the 4th that it was done. And the link, I'll see if I can post the link in the chat room.
You know what, I think maybe I have an explanation for these crop circles being done at night.
These
good old boys go out and get drunk and grab a 2x4 and a piece of rope and grab onto the tractor and drive around making crop circles. Most times, not always. You know, I won't say that I know about all crop circles. Yep. So
well, it's on Real UFOs. It's realufos.net. That's where you can see it. And it's a strange beam of
light.
Are
you blowing me off?
No, but I'm just going to be serious about it for a minute because it's really interesting that they put this out there. You can tell it was shot. They did it for some reason. It's a night vision, and this is what's really funny about it. It's a night vision film, but they put it in black and white. so that you can't see that it's
kinda,
done.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting is they did it in black and white, so you can't tell it was filmed in the daytime. And what gives it away is there's an individual walks in front of the camera, and he's solid white, which indicates that
maybe he's a ghost.
He's wearing the hood. Right, he looks all white, but the entire environment is so well lit that you could tell in a normal green that normal green light that you see with night vision.
Yeah.
That if you had that on, it would be so bright you really couldn't see much of it because it's filmed in daylight. So what they did was they converted it to black and white, and you can clearly see the clouds moving around where this bright light is. And if you look around it at certain points. What this is you ever seen the clouds break away in a dark, cloudy environment?
Once or twice,
like a storm. Yeah.
Yeah,
and you see this little sign of clearing, and the sun beam shines down through it. That's exactly what's happening here. And they filmed this.
I thought that was God's love.
Yeah, well, this guy's got a hood on, so it's obviously rainy weather, stormy weather.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. They filmed it in that time, and they're claiming it's nighttime. And there's this light little ray of storm, you know, clearing in the storm clouds, and the ray of sunlight's coming down through it. And that's what this is. Because you can even see the clouds moving over this.
That sounds like a Hallmark card.
Yeah, and it's through the storm clouds, and that's exactly what it is. And they filmed this thing claiming that's a UFO and it's a little laser beam or whatever forming this crop circle.
Wow.
And they talk about how we saw many of these things lit up, pale blue flashes and all of this stuff. Well, you know, it's not blue. If it were blue, it would change colors. But it's all filmed in black and white, so you can't see any of these elaborate
colors. Happy birthday, sucker.
Yeah. You know, you can't see any of the colors they're talking about. It's all black and white.
Yeah.
Amazing, isn't it?
It's kind of odd the way that works, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, so there's so many of these sightings that come out right after Stephen Hawking's and all this stuff. And I know people are seeing things, but what are they seeing?
You can't deny that people are, you know, you can't deny people are videotaping things that are odd. You know, or seeing things that are strange. I mean, that's okay. We all see things that are strange. We've all videotaped things that are odd. But it's like we go back to the orb thing. You know, their first explanation is, oh, it's a UFO. Okay. You know what? Technically, by definition, it may be a UFO. But a UFO does not mean an alien. I mean, it's unidentified. It means we don't know. We've gone through the definition last week on the show. It means you do not know what it is. It does not mean it's an alien. A UFO does not mean aliens. It means something we don't know what it is in the air. Sorry.
Well, here's another point to that, too, flying. Flight involves aviation, and flight requires through the air. Part of that definition, and I have to get the specific definition, I gave it during my speech, but involves flight and flying through the air. It specifically uses the term air, okay, in its definition. Now, where's the air
by flying,
space?
You mean, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Where's their term? Where's their air in space? Space is a vacuum. So
well,
if we're referring
to. How do you define something traveling through space then?
Is it
flying or question. Is there another term for that?
That would be a good question. That would be a very good question.
Would be or is a good question?
Or actually, it is a good question.
Thank
how
you.
Would we define that?
Yeah.
Because you're really not flying.
I never thought about that before, actually.
Flight requires lift, and lift requires air.
Yeah.
There is no air in space.
No, so how do you define a thing traveling through space where there's no air or it's in a vacuum?
You know, so when we're talking about UFOs, we automatically think these spaceships controlled by aliens, you know, some intelligent being out there. I mean, I would
just call it traveling.
Yeah, I would call it intelligently controlled
traveling.
Traveling vehicle or something, you know, but you have to come up with a better term than UFO. But anyway, here's an example of the term we were talking about, unidentified. This lady, here's a description in this lady, and this is a real funny one. This was released on May the 4th this year.
So that's like
smaller
fears ago, right?
Over Chicago and Indiana. Okay, here's one on City, Chicago, Region, Indiana. Which really makes a lot of sense. Or Chicago, Indiana. So this is the 4th, May 4th. And this individual describes it as breaking up with a boyfriend. There's a beautiful light in the cloud. It was broad daylight. Okay, get this first. It's broad daylight. I was looking at the sky. She was feeling closer to God and talking with God, which really already starts off well.
Oh,
and the object was shining brighter than the moon. Right. She just said it was broad daylight. Mm-hmm. Goes on to say the object was shining brighter than the moon.
Yeah.
Are we already seeing contradiction there?
I'm wondering what song was playing on the radio.
Yeah. You know, from daylight to moonlight, all of a sudden. It had been out, and the light seemed to constantly change shape. All right, so she's already starting to describe the shape of the vehicle.
So she needs glasses.
At least the thing. So she's already starting to identify something she just said was unidentified, a UFO. Then she goes on to further describe this thing. It was the kind of glare like the sun. Well, she just said it was the moon, bigger than the moon. Except it didn't hurt my eyes to look at it. Immediately
so she's
knew
crazy.
I immediately knew what it was. Well, then how is it unidentified?
What was it?
She doesn't describe it.
You're saying she knew it exactly.
She said I knew what it was.
I thought you said you were saying you knew what it was.
No. I'm just reading her description. I knew immediately what it was. There was no question. I ran to get my family member who was napping at the time so that she could view it. We watched it on and off for about an hour before I tried to take pictures of it. Why did they wait? Number one, take pictures of it on my camera phone, but it would not show up. After a couple of hours in the sky, got much darker, and you could see it even clearer.
You know what would make this much easier for the rest of the world? If people weren't so effing insane.
Yeah, I mean, people put this stuff out. They're describing what it is they can't identify, and they say that they know exactly what it is, but they don't describe it clearly, even when they can't identify it.
It was a shape. I know it was a shape, but I'm not sure what shape it was.
Yeah, it's so contradictory. It's just...
I know it had colors, but I'm not quite sure what colors they were.
I've never seen anything quite like it. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It looked like a flower that I've never seen before.
There's another one here on latest dash
UFO. Looks like a vegetable I've never eaten.
Here's
it looked like a sandwich I never brought to a picnic. It looked like a kind of beer I never drank before. I could go on all night with this. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it literally. You're right. It looked like a
dress, but I'm not quite sure who designed it.
Let's see. Here's one from latest. I believe it's. latest-ufo-sightings.net.
Go ahead.
So this one's even funnier.
Where is this from again?
I just posted in the chat room. It's latest-ufo-sightings.net.
Right.
And it's footage that was recorded over Lake near Cleveland, Ohio, and it was on Tuesday, May the 4th. 2010 also. In fact, all of these are from the same day. Tuesday, May 4th.
So that's something happened on May 4th big around here, right?
Well, this is from England throughout the United States. And they're all claiming, but they're all different types of sightings. No one's describing the same thing. And remember, this is around the time Stephen Hawking made his statement.
Yeah.
So everybody started seeing stuff in the sky. All right, now the video that's here... This guy, there's a video down at the bottom of that page.
Oh, okay.
The guy thinks that the first one's just the stars, or what looks like two little balls, but the video's down at the bottom.
I'm playing it now.
Do you think these are planes in the footage? He claims that the... MUFON says they're airplanes, but the air traffic controllers say the FAA says these are not planes. Well, first of all, they don't cite who at the FAA they talked to. He says the local news says there was no... They contacted three airports and said...
I love the chick. Thought it was a chick, but it's this dude sitting out by the beach.
Well, actually, I believe that the FAA is correct. Those aren't airplanes. And I believe, B, that the local airport is correct. There were no airplanes. Because you know what those are?
To me.
If you look... Those are not airplanes, because if you look at the building... And the way that the screen is shaking around, I have made this exact same footage. I know exactly what those are.
Wow. Where are
if
they?
You look at the way that building's shaking, he has zoomed in on a fixed object. It could be a plane in the very long distance, but it doesn't look it to me. It looks to be an object, a fixed object, because it never moves. If you look at the mountain line at
okay,
the below it.
First of all, this video is crappy because they fade the video into like a skyline and into
exactly.
the control tower. So it's crappy to start with. And you know what? That new caster ain't hot. She's just...
Well, the bottom line is, if you look at the baseline on the first video, if you look at the, where the skyline is,
what is this like? Jimi Hendrix playing the guitar now?
I have no idea. At the back,
I'm watching the video. This guy is like a hippie who likes Jimi Hendrix. I mean, he's probably loaded.
Well, at the back of it, if you look at the beginning, you can see the original.
He's
got
a mullet too.
And it's a fixed point in space. You can see clearly see where the mountain.
Wait a minute. Hold on a
second. It doesn't move. But when
okay, so they've got, like, these bands on stage right now. Okay, let me turn this off. I'm trying to be serious, but I'm just looking at, like, Elvis is on here now? And Mick Jagger? And Jimi Hendrix again?
I know, it gets
and
worse.
Who's that? Who is
worse.
That? That's David Bowie? What the fuck are they talking about on this
I
clip?
Have no idea, but the funny part of this is the very beginning.
So they're talking about Elvis being abducted by aliens. If you're not looking, you're not going to see it. Okay, shut up, dude. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt things, but I'm just watching the video, and it's like, I think that dude's a lunatic.
Now, if you see the video where it's...
I am seeing the video.
Well, I'm getting to them.
All right,
the
go ahead.
The object is above the mountains. It's in a fixed point in space. What he does, you can actually see at the very beginning where the apartment complex is, it's still wiggling and jiggling.
Yeah.
Apartment complex. Well, this is at a fixed point in space. He acts like he's got it on a tripod. But as he moves, zooms in closer and closer to the object is still sitting there fixed. It's not moving.
Holy
all of a sudden,
Christ.
It starts
okay,
to jiggle
watched,
around.
Okay, I watched the whole
Wait,
video.
It starts to jiggle around.
They're
what
like overlaying video over other video, like to make it look like shining lights are coming out of a pyramid building.
Well, he starts jiggling it around at first. All you have to do is bump
his
the
brain is jiggling around.
I've made that same video accidentally. I was sitting on the beach, and I just didn't realize I had the video on instead of the camera portion of the camera. I had it set to video instead of photo, and I was going to take a picture of the moon. Well, when I hit it, it was actually photographing the moon. I thought I'd clicked it and took my picture and moved on. Well, as I got up off the sand, I started moving around. Well,
you started jiggling.
Lo and behold, yeah, I started jiggling. And the video came out, and it was moving around like one of these Phoenix Lights videos. And it was the exact Phoenix Light videos, and it looked just like that. The thing's jiggling and wiggling, and the little light starts jumping around and moving all over
Is
the place.
Is anything like Google's Wobble, but they don't fall down?
Yeah, I had a little UFO, and it's like, oh, wow, that's how they did it. And I inadvertently figured it out right then and there. And that's the exact same thing that this guy's doing.
Good.
Exact same thing.
We have to wrap things up today, Ed.
Yep, that time.
All right, yes. Here's a little... Infectious Grooves. I'm sorry if I ran out too much today. Ed, I love you, brother.
Love you too, bro.
All right. And this has been Dread Radio. See you next week, Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific on ReapRadio.net and Jackalope 105 FM. Shut up, producer. Say goodnight, Ed.
Goodnight, Ed.
Talk to you later, brother.
Take care.